Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is the nine greatest deceptions in the tribulation. In other words, we're going to be looking at these in, sad to say, the near future. All of this comes from my book, Miss the Mark. You may be asking, what is the most important information that every beating heart on the globe must know with the things that are coming? Well, the most important thing, of course, is to have Jesus in your heart. But the second most important thing is don't take the mark of the beast, because those people taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death. They are tossed into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone with the beast and the false prophet. Then 1,000 years later, Lucifer is added to them, and there's no escape. It's total torment. What is torment? Torment means that it's total pain. So try to imagine being burned all of your body for all eternity, no escape, no hope of escape. That's what we're talking about. And you can get my book, Miss the Mark, at prophecyclub.com. Now, why am I reading from this book today? Because I started to read the direct information that I got that I put in the book, and I realized I can't read this. If I start putting this stuff on the program, some of the platforms will take me off. They'll either delete the video or maybe even delete the whole channel. So these are the books and these are the offers that you can go to Prophecy Club and get. And the very, very best offer, this one right here. Get one set of each of these five books, gift of $100. It's like 40 books. So it gives you a lot of extra books to hand away, presents, gifts, and maybe even to your pastor. Okay, so let's get started. So I started to talk about this. I knew that it'd get me in trouble. So I thought, well, probably the safest way to do this would be just take the text from my book, Miss the Mark, because I've already filtered down and removed the words and I've changed it in such a way to where it'll be acceptable to the platforms, but it still gets the point across, as you'll see. All right, so this is from my book, Miss the Mark. Remember, the devil has been around since before mankind was created, and he is exceedingly cunning and intelligent, far beyond humans. He has a well-dressed plan of deception so good, it will trick almost everyone on earth into worshiping him. The following are only a few of his tactics to avoid. He may use more. Be aware of them. Don't be surprised. Expect them and do not fall for the greatest deceptions in human history. I first heard about them from a man I interviewed on the radio back in the early 1990s. He was speaking everywhere then, but he was arrested, then released, died of a heart attack 2 days later. Again, I'm not going to tell you his name. Many people believe that he was killed because he was exposing the darkest secrets of the devil on radio, and I agree. So, I know that while I'm revealing to you is serious, I know it's true, not because the man was killed. I know it's true because I found verification of every one of these in the scriptures of truth. Now, I've changed the wording by bringing the same point to light straight from the Bible. He made several points I would not have seen, so the Lord did bless him. I'm about to expose the devil's darkest plans to deceive mankind in the days of the tribulation. The first one is what I'm going to call the archaeology deception. So picture this. The fake news, CNN, source of all truth on the earth, of course, not, announcing a great earthquake has just hit. A few days later, a great discovery is made. An underground chamber was discovered, and in this chamber we found these tablets. We found this and that and this and that, this ancient thing, and it proves that all of this is the Bible is not true. All, not just Christians, but all of the religions of the world are all wrong. That's what they're going to say. All of the Muslims were lied to, the Satanists lied to, Hindus lied to, all Christians. You're all lied to. All the Jesus stuff is all garbage. Proof? We got it right here. You've been lied to. This man, our world great leader, he's really God. So much so that if it were possible, it would deceive even the very elect. So expect earthquakes to supposedly reveal new discoveries of ancient artifacts designed to destroy the foundations of all religions. Expect to hear, we've all been mistaken. We misunderstand. We didn't have all the information. Don't be fooled. Expect a wonderful plan, so good that over 95% of the humans on the planet will quickly accept it as proof beyond any reasonable doubt, saying past beliefs and laws were all inaccurate or missing information. The news will report a great discovery of information so convincing that most people on the earth will accept it as correct. So expect the new society to correct old errors with new revelations from the one true God, new laws, new standards, so the world can finally live in peace. Remember, Daniel says, by peace he shall destroy many. The real Ark of the Covenant has been discovered. Now, remember, I told you August 8th, 2015, Saturday night, I said, Lord, I don't have anything to say for the sermon tomorrow morning. What do you want to say? And I heard words. And he said, this is the time of miracles. As the judgment hits, so are my miracles. Miracles like no one has seen going all the way back to Adam and Eve. You tell them, I will never leave them nor forsake them. But I'm going to meet the devil inch for inch, step for step, pound for pound. Everything he does, I'm going to meet him. Meaning, when they pull out these archaeological discoveries that disproves the Ten Commandments, that disproves the Ark of the Covenant, that disproves Jesus was the Lamb of God, God is going to prove out or pull out proof that Jesus was the Lamb of God, did die on the cross. The rocks that rent allowed his blood to drip down. I talked about this past Sunday morning, by the way, so just go and watch it. It's 45 minutes, maybe even 50 minutes, of awesome information talking about the blood on the Ark of the Covenant. But let's go on. So from 1989 to 1999, I was involved with a wonderful group called the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. And they helped me discover many wonderful gifts and blessings of the Lord. And I'm very thankful for this divine organization. Our chapter had invited Ron White to speak in Omaha, Nebraska. At the speaking engagement, Ron showed a 90-minute video called Presentations of Discoveries, which is available at the link below. Ron White's presentation displayed evidences of Noah's Ark, Sodom and Gomorrah, the Red Sea crossing, Mount Sinai, the Ark of the Covenant, the complete overview of the discoveries, ideal for sharing with groups. And in 1991, he sent out a letter. I received one of his newsletters that included an invitation for people to go on a tour to see these discoveries. Well, I knew I didn't have the funds, but I also said, I'm going on the tour. Walked into the bathroom where Leslie was getting ready, and I said, we probably don't have the money. Big mistake. Probably don't have the money for you to go, but I'm going on this tour. Leslie looked at it and says, I'm going too. Well, God is perfect. And in his perfect will, he sent the funds for both of us to go, so we went. That Christmas, I got a VCR recorder as a Christmas gift. And in those days, they were very expensive. I wouldn't have been able to afford one, but I got it for Christmas. I wanted to make sure that it got every minute of what Ron White said, so I purchased about 15 of these high-quality VHS tapes at a nice camera shop. And at the time, I thought it was all for my personal interest. I could never have dreamed it would be information to win thousands upon thousands of Christ. The videos of the tour have now been edited into one 2.5-hour DVD, available at prophecyclub.com, or you can watch it instantly at watchprophecyclub.com. It's called Archaeology Confirms the Bible. The short version of the tour is this. We went to what I believe is the real Noah's Ark, walked all over it. I brought back a piece of it I unofficially believe to be petrified wood.